Hi, my name's Luke Pond. I'm from Plymouth Labour Party, and I'm sitting in the kitchen of Plymouth Labour's headquarters in St Peter's in Plymouth, and we've just got back from canvassing in Egbuckland Ward, and something quite unusual was going on there, and we thought we would share it with you all. Tudor, what was going on?
Well, of course, we had a good response to the Labour vote. We always do, you know. Labour people are happy to see us. But what was really strange today was the number of people that we came across that had voted Tory in the general election, but were already, and I'm not exaggerating here, fed up with what the Conservative government are actually doing to them. We met pensioners who were unhappy about the tax. We met people who were unhappy about the pasty tax. I met a builder who was really struggling. His business, which had been going well for 10 years, is now hit a wall. I mean, literally, you know, he doesn't know where the next job is coming from. And these are the people who've been the backbone of the Tory party for a very long time, and they're not happy at all. So something interesting is happening. It's happening in Egbuckland, and I'm keen to see if it's happening anywhere else in the town.
Ian Tuffin, you're a candidate in these elections, and you're out on the doorstep as well. Do you get the same reaction?
Like Tudor, I'm surprised. I've met Conservative voters who are saying, in general, they're totally dissatisfied with the Conservative Party, particularly in national politics, and they have real concerns about young people's jobs, particularly the myth that the private sector would respond to all these job losses in the public sector. And the people on the doorstep are telling us, like us, they believe that it was all a myth and that it's not going to happen because the powers that be are just not putting in place the infrastructure to create jobs. And it's a real concern for people to have their children still living with them and their children not having any opportunity to grow and expand in the ways that people are used to. And it continually appears to upset people that they feel they've been let down by the Conservative Party.
You can find more experiences from Plymouth Labour's canvassing and pictures of what we're getting up to on our Facebook site, which is facebook.com/Plymouth Labour. Cheers.